And not only does this sin have these effects, but every misplaced affection as well. For let's shift, if you will, the discussion from the promiscuous woman to money, and here too we'll find deep and impenetrable darkness. For in the first instance, since the object of desire is one and confined to one place, the feeling is not as intense. But in the case of money, which appears everywhere, in silversmith stores, in bars, in gold mints, in the homes of the wealthy, the obsession fuels a fervent storm. For when servants bragging in the marketplace, horses with golden gears, men adorned with expensive clothes, are viewed desirously by the one inflicted with such a disease, the darkness enveloping him grows profoundly intense. And why even mention houses and silversmith stores? I personally believe that such individuals, merely by seeing the representation of wealth, are shaken, unsettled, and lose control. Thus, the darkness engulfs them from all sides. And if they happen to glimpse a portrait of a king, they don't admire the beauty of the precious gems, the gold, or the purple robe. They languish. Just as the desolate lover, seeing only the image of the woman he desires, clings to the lifeless object, so too this man, witnessing a lifeless representation of wealth, experiences a more intense reaction as he is held captive by a more despotic passion, and he must from now on either stay at home or venture into the marketplace and return home bearing countless wounds. For there are many sights that cause his eyes distress. And just as the former sees nothing else but the woman, likewise the latter rushes past poor people, ignoring even minor relief, and focuses solely on the wealthy, feeding the flame within his soul mightily and violently. For it is a fire that mercilessly consumes the person caught in it, and even if no hell or punishment was threatened, this state in itself would be a punishment, to be perpetually tortured and never be able to find relief from the affliction.